السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings of Allah Almighty upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the mercy towards the whole of mankind, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, his blessed children, his blessed parents, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke briefly on the blessings of iftar. We have already spoken briefly on the rewards of feeding others for iftar. Today, inshallah, we will touch upon the rewards, the benefits, and the merits of making suhoor and the time of sahri in general. The time of sahri is an extremely blessed time. The awliya have mentioned this is the king of all times. The time just before the beginning of Fajr, the third part of the night, the final part of the night. It is the blessed habit of the ulama-i kiram, the awliya-i kiram, to remember Allah Almighty at this time throughout the year when everyone is fast asleep. So why is this the time of acceptance? Why is this time of night special? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, every night in the last portion of the night, the third of the night, the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty descends to the nearest heaven and calls out, is there anybody to invoke me that I may respond to his invocation? Is there anybody who calls out for me asking so that I may grant him his request? Is there anyone who cries out asking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? This is an extremely blessed time when the special servants of Allah Almighty are awake and they gain the mercy and blessings of Allah Almighty. Attar ho, Rumi ho, Razi ho, Ghazali ho, kuch haath nahi aata be aahe sahargahi. We unfortunately are fast asleep at this time, but look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this blessed month of Ramadan, we are all awake at this blessed time. To eat sahri is a beautiful sunnah of the most beautiful Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the companions narrates, I once presented myself in the court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was eating sahri. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the sahri is a blessing full of barakah, which Allah Almighty has blessed you with. Do not ever leave this. In another narration, whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would call anyone for sahri, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would say, come and eat the food of blessing. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, eat the food of sahri, because sahri is full of barakah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, by eating sahri gives you the strength and energy to fast during the day. And to sleep a little during the day gives you strength to worship Allah Almighty during the night. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the whole of sahri is barakah. Don't neglect it. Even if you just take a sip full of water, then do so. Allah Almighty and His angels shower mercy and blessings upon the one who eats sahri. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, three types of people will not be questioned regarding their food as long as it's halal and bought with halal means. Firstly, the fasting person. Secondly, the one who eats at sahri. And thirdly, the mujahid who stands guarding the borders. Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Faslu ma bayna siyamina wa siyami ahli al-kitabi aktalu sahr. The difference between the fasting of the people of the book, yani the Jews and the Christians, and us, is sahri. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Almighty has with His mercy blessed us and granted us the tawfiq to fast in this blessed month. He had granted us the tawfiq to make iftar in this blessed month. Allah Almighty accept our fast. Allah Almighty accept our du'as at the time of iftar and grant barakah and blessings in our sahri. What a beautiful blessing sahri is, that you eat sahri and you are showered with mercy at the same time. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we must also make sure, as with iftar, we must make sure that we do not keep eating sahri beyond its finishing time. Unfortunately, we see people nowadays, they are eating sahri, they get up late, they're eating sahri, the azan has started, and they think, okay, we will carry on eating till the end of the azan. No. The azan is called out when the time of sahri has finished. You must make sure that you get a habit of waking up earlier and finish eating at least 10-15 minutes before the sahri ends. Do not waste your fast by opening your fast earlier, or by opening your fast too late, or by carrying on eating after sahri. The fast has a beginning time. The fast has an end time. The sahri also has an end time. Allah Almighty grant us the tawfiq to keep within the boundaries of Sharia. Allah Almighty accept our fast. Allah Almighty accept our ibadah. Allah Almighty accept our du'as upon iftar and grant us barakah in our sahris. Kyun raza? آج گلی سونی ہے اٹھ میرے دھوم مچانے والے وما علینا الا البلاغ المبین.